Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
After a period of reflection, this is how I personally am going to absolutely dominate 2024 on a level that none of you have ever seen from me personally. And I just feel like I owe it to myself to do this kind of thing. And I've tried out through this year lots of different ways of living. I've tried being totally committed and completely disciplined. I've tried giving myself more rests, I might say, taking it easier on myself. And I've felt ebbs and flows of the amount of happiness and motivation I've had. And I've come to a definite truth. Maybe it's just for me, but it's a truth that I've come to in 2023. Is improvement is the only thing that makes me truly happy. The times that I'm content and satisfied with my life and feeling good and able to be my best self and the best possible person to other people and give and act in the way that I want to is when I'm improving. So 2024 is all about, for me, coming back to self-improvement. This begins with doing a task that I did originally when I first started out in doing any of this stuff. It was designing my ultimate self. But last year, towards the start, so 2023, towards the start of 2023, I'd kind of become and achieved the ultimate self that I dreamt up when I first started this journey. And I've not sat down again to do it. So this is the start for me in 2024, is designing my ultimate self. Looks and physique. Just having a brutal outlook on myself in terms of looks and physique. Why am I not at the absolute pinnacle of looks and physique? I'll give you an example of one where I just slip up on myself. I bought that Invisalign. I got Invisalign fitted, where you put the braces in yourself every night, and it costs like $4,000. I don't fucking wear it. My teeth are still crooked. And I was like, that's just a sign to myself. Like, I'm not actually committing to the things that I want for myself. Why am I not demanding more for myself? Why am I not doing those things for myself? I've already paid for this. I don't even fucking wear it. It's not enough self-love there. There's not enough commitment to being the best version of you. The best version of me does not have fucking crooked teeth. It's got a killer smile, rips it all the time, gets all the girls. So this is how I'm starting 2024 and how I recommend you probably do the same. Looks and physique in complete detail. Exactly how you look, how you dress. Go for fucking six-pack abs. Go for the best body that you could possibly imagine. Anything else is doing yourself a disservice. If somebody else can have it, you can have it too. That's the main key of this presentation, is there's nothing you can't achieve. So if you are sitting, coming into the end of 2023 and you didn't get six-pack abs and you didn't get in the best shape of your life, you've let yourself down. I'm just going to be real with you. You've let yourself down because you could have done it. I don't care what you did in any other regard. You've let yourself down and the people around you down because you are, and I'm even saying this to myself, because I'm not in the best shape I've ever been in. Yeah, I'm in good shape, but still for me, there's a higher shape that I can be in. And I think it's you let yourself down, and you also let around the people around you down, because everyone that sees you go on a fitness journey and get in the best shape of your life, looking the best you've ever looked, sorting your teeth out, sorting your clothes out, sorting out everything around you, they become inspired by you. You don't even have to say a word. And that's where I've let you guys down this year, is not becoming the best version of me that I possibly could have been. And I don't want to feel this way again. So for me, I've got to be the best version of me I could possibly have achieved for that year. So for me, I'm designing my new, the way I'm going to be, and I'm going to achieve that throughout this year. It's up to you if you want to, but I think we should take this year seriously and go for the absolute best. The next is money and belongings. I reached the most money I'd ever earned this year. And it made me take my foot off the gas a little bit. You reach 100K a month, you think, oh yeah, I'm the shit. I'm still at a point where I don't even have a fucking Rolls Royce yet. I don't even fly private. My parents still work. My family are flying over economy. It doesn't matter what level you're at. There's always things you can be striving for. And I haven't put that in place this year. So this is my beginning. I've seen where I'm at. I'm happy about where I'm at. I'm grateful for the things that I have, but we've got to push for more. We've got to push for the absolute top of human experience. For not just for ourselves, that's part of it. Having the belongings you want, the reason someone else drives a Ferrari and you don't, that's all down to me. That's all down to the fact I haven't worked hard enough. I haven't done the time. I haven't showed up enough. That's all down to me, complete self-accountability. And then there's the other things that if your mum and dad have to work and they don't want to, that's down to you as a son. We're all men here. Some of us will have parents, some of us won't. But if you have parents that are still working and don't want to, that is your absolute, that should be your absolute goal, is to retire them. And I haven't done that personally. My parents still have to do things, even though they raised me, even though they brought me into this world, they still have to do things they don't want to do. And for me as a son, I'm thinking, all right, fucking snap yourself out of it. Even if it's not for me, do it for them. Even if you've already got everything you want, if there's people around you that aren't living the best life that have brought you into this world, that's your reason, that's your driving factor to level up this year. Charisma and personality. Who do you want to be when you walk into a room? How do you want to make people feel? How do you want people to think about you? When you walk into a room and people see you for the first time, who are you going to be? And all of these things, write all of this out. What are you going to have? What are you going to look like? Who are you going to be? And then a big one for me is, when I write that out, how does that person act and how do they not act? And I've got to leave behind some bad habits.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
From 2023 to become that person in the future. And we all have them, habits that we know are not serving that higher self. That best person does not do some things, and he absolutely turns up and does some things every day. So write those down as well. How do you act? How do you not act? Very, very fucking important. And you should have your 10 reasons above yourself for becoming this person. Aside from the money, aside from the status, aside from being the best version of you, 10 reasons above yourself, your parents, your friends, your family, raising people up out of poverty, giving to charity, all of these things. The days when you feel satisfied yourself. I know there's guys in here that make 100 grand a month. When you've got money in your pocket, this is your motivator for when those days come, for when you're doing 100, 200, 250. These are the times where you're looking to other people for your motivation, and you're providing for others in your life once you're already rich, you're already satisfied. And that's my beginning to 2024. And how I will dominate is by complete sheer accountability to myself. And designing exactly how I want to be. The next thing I've realized is life is coming to you either way. There's going to be stress that you cannot decide about. There's going to be stress that will come to you no matter what you do. I'm going to put myself under the most self-inflicted stress possible in 2024 so that when stress from life comes through, when there's dark days or bad times I have to deal with something, it's nothing compared to the stress that I've already put upon myself by becoming the best version of me, by turning up every day, by dominating, by never letting anything slip. So I think for all of us as men, there is stress coming for you in your life. The better you learn to deal with stress, the more stress you can put on yourself, the better you can crush adversity when it comes to you. If you max yourself out daily, if you put yourself under more stress than anyone else could put you under, nothing will ever faze you, because none of those life's problems will feel like anything in comparison to the high standards that you hold for yourself. Towards the back end of 2023, there was a period of time where I wasn't furious anymore. I was just kind of happy and just chilling and just doing my thing. And I thought back to when I started, when I really felt the most growth was from zero, literally minus 5K in the bank, to 10K plus per month, which happened within a month and a half of starting my YouTube channel. And that period of the next sort of, I believe it was 6 months, was the most growth I've ever felt in a period of time. That was the biggest feeling of sort of happiness that I felt came from that personal growth in that period and the things I was able to achieve. Ever since then, I've achieved more and more, but the output hasn't been the same. The output that I put in at the start, the reason I felt so good about that time was not because of the money. It was because I knew I was truly pushing myself to the limits of what I could do. I knew there was things I didn't want to do every day, and I turned up and I fucking did them every day. And those 150 days, looking back on them, were just fucking magical. And the mindset that started all of that when I first moved to Thailand was I was fucking furious. I was on the borderline of fucking freaking out every day. I was screaming in the shower because I wasn't where I wanted to be yet. I was going borderline insane because I didn't have the things I wanted, and I was furious, and I would just rage about it all day long. Bill knew me back in that time. I was just ready to go. I was just ready to go all the time. I wanted things. I was like, why do I not have this? Why do I not have 10 grand a month? I'm fucking pissed off that I have to pay for this and I don't have the money. Why am I fucking worried about money? And I just got furious, and I realized I've become more content with what I have. And that's held me back from becoming the best version of me that I could possibly be. So my thing for 2024 is get fucking furious. For me, these are a couple of things I'm going to get furious about. Why do my parents still work? Why have I not been able to offer my parents the chance to stop working and only work if it's their choice? Why does people in my family still feel the struggle or financial burdens that I can't relieve from them, even though I'm financially sound? Why do I have to think about how much anything costs? There's some people on this planet that don't have to fucking think about how much anything costs. They just live the best possible life. Why can't I fly private yet? I'm fucking angry. I can't fly on a private plane. Why? Because I'm raising the standards for myself. Why do I have any limits on my life when there's some people that have none? The only limits I want on my life is the self-imposed limits of discipline. Anything I want to do for my enjoyment, I want to be able to do it if it fits within that discipline. If someone can do it, so can I. I'm going to be furious looking around at the people that have the things that I don't, not because I resent them, not because I'm jealous of them, but because I know they're human just like me. And it's a self-reflection of the work I haven't put in if somebody else can be ahead of me in life. And yeah, ultimate self-accountability. That's what it's all about. If I don't have something right now, it's my fucking fault, and that's it. It's only my fault. It's only ever my fault. Nothing about circumstances, people from worse circumstances from me at a younger age than me that have more than what I have. And the reason for all of this is not the attainment of physical things. I don't want you to get it screwed up in your head that I'm just completely materialistic. I think being materialistic is a good thing. It's a good driver, but it's not that. It's excellence. I'm driving for excellence. These things are looking back at me and just saying, I haven't reached excellence. And that I found was the truth that makes me truly happy, is excellence and improvement in all that I do, no matter from what place I'm improving from, as long as I'm improving. When you want all of this and you've designed the character and you want a new way of life, your old way of life has to die, and you commit to never breaking that character for anyone. And that's what I'm going to commit to. I will not break character for anyone, anytime, because I know that becoming that thing, no matter what somebody says to me in the moment, no matter if somebody wants me to have a drink or go out and party, I know that becoming that character is the best possible thing for me, and it's the best possible thing for everybody around me. And I'm also taking in this mindset of how I do anything is how I do everything. I've become sloppy in areas of my personal life, even just my cleanliness. I've got a cleaner that works in my house, but in between the cleaner coming, the house is fucking sloppy. It's messy. Why? Because I'm not doing everything. I'm not doing just anything, how I do everything. I want to be elite in all levels. That's what I've found brings me fulfillment. I've done plenty of partying. I've fucked plenty of girls. I've made plenty of money. I've been all over the world looking for that feeling of fulfillment. And the only place I've found it is in improvement and becoming who I want to be. That's why I'm coming back to it. Raising my fucking standards. I think we all just could benefit from going for the absolute best rather than believing anybody else's bullshit. There's such a bullshit culture around the world of just accepting things for how they are or not wanting more. To truly live a fulfilled life, you've got to raise your fucking standards. I'll only demand the best for myself. The game for me is finding out who I can become. It's finding out how far can I take this. I owe it to everyone around me. I owe it to every single one of you to say, this is the best Jack Hopkins that there could possibly be. This is the person I could become, to show every single one of you what's possible. I want to know how far I can go. And in this race, I don't believe there's any time to slack. Towards the back end of 2023, I felt times where, even in my fight, for example, I let weakness get into my mind. Not around my training. I was still training hard, but I let everything else slow down. Like, why the fuck could I not do a weekly call for an hour whilst I was training for my fight? Because I thought I was too tired, because I thought I needed to focus all on that. What I actually needed to do at that time was increase my workload. I let myself too much slack. I was just focusing on my training and saying, that training makes me too tired to do anything else. And then I had all this mental time free that I was just sort of fucking resting and recovering that didn't really help me. So I don't believe there's any time to slack. I believe in full pace 2024. I believe in finding out how hard can I actually go. I'm going to get my 8 hours sleep. That's it. I'm going to get my 8 hours a night. Everything else is go time. I'm not going to compromise sleep for it. I don't think that's a good idea. But I want to know, what can I fucking do in 2024? I want to know how far I can take it. How far can I push productivity? How much money can I make? And everything starts with you. I think net worth and your amount of wealth is actually super simple, and life is actually super simple. You just work on yourself. Everything else takes care of itself. Your net worth will never exceed your level of personal self-development. And this comes from never breaking promises to yourself. I've had so many times this year, past times in my life, where I said I'm not going to do something and I fucking done it. Or I said I'm going to do something and I didn't fucking do it. And what this does is just eats away at your confidence and makes it harder to do things, harder to believe in yourself. Bill said to me the other day, he said, what would you think of a friend that broke promises to you every day? Would you spend time, if that friend promised you he was going to do something, he was going to be at the gym at a certain time, he was going to give you something, he was going to help you with something, and he never fucking turned up, what would you do with that friend? You wouldn't fucking keep that friend around. Now, it's absolutely essential that you don't feel that way about yourself. And I felt a little bit that way about myself. Like, you motherfucker, why the fuck are you not doing what you say you're going to do? So this is where ultimate self-confidence is born. Putting the things out on a list, getting them done every day, turning up for yourself, and that confidence will just grow into a wildfire. My mindset in 2024 will be, tiredness does not exist. It is a figment of the imagination. I know this. I already know this. Because, and many of you will have experienced this as well, how fucking tired have you felt before going for an evening gym session? And then you fucking smash one of the best sessions you've ever done. And at the end of the session, you're full of fucking energy again. Tiredness does not exist. It's a matter of oxygen in the fucking brain. That's all it is. So tiredness does not exist. My mindset is, I never fucking miss. If I commit to something, I'm fucking doing it every single day. If I feel weakness, if I feel days where I want to quit, that is just a calling to show who I am. That is a calling to show domination. to show what I can achieve. Weakness is a beautiful thing because I can then silence the bitch voice. The bitch voice wants to come tell me not to do something. Fine. This is my example now to myself of why I'm the man. And you use that all as positive reinforcement. Consistency will take care of all else, everything else in your life. Fuck me if you just show up every day. I don't even like to think about where the fuck I would be right now if I just showed up every day on fucking YouTube and Instagram day after day after day after day after day improving. Fuck knows how far along I'd be. Consistency will take care of everything. And there'll be days when weakness calls out and says, don't do it today, you need a day off, blah, blah, blah. I'm going on this for my 2024 mindset. Tiredness does not exist. I don't give a fuck. I'm fucking doing it. And then to let go of ego was also another thing I've realized. I don't want to care what anyone else thinks about me. The reason I'm doing all of this is so I care about me, so that I believe in me. That's all that matters. So no matter whether I train as hard as I can for a fight and I lose, I don't give a fuck what anybody else thinks of me. I know if I put it all on the line, I'm letting all the ego go. The reason I want this is because I want to walk the path to personal excellence and I don't give a fuck what anybody else thinks. There's also someone that inspired this in me recently. I don't know if he's on the call or not. I didn't see. But Nikolai had his fight recently. And we've known each other for a little while through the New Elite. Nikolai was a soldier, a Norwegian special forces. And I've just never seen a work ethic like it when it comes down to training. Like, people talk about overtraining and Nikolai just trains like 2-3 times a day, like a fucking animal, just eats like 150 eggs. And it's just an absolute machine. And then he went through, he did his fucking job in the Muay Thai ring. He knocked, sparked this guy out for like 5 minutes. He was knocked out on the floor. Incredible knockout. Some of the best work I've ever seen in the ring. And afterwards, I said to him, let's go out. I'll fucking party with you now. In my head, that's what you do. I fucking partied for 7 days after my loss. In my head, that's what you fucking do after you've worked hard. Nikolai didn't come to party with me. He went for a 10K run in the middle of the night. And then he went home and slept and got up and trained the next day, was at sparring with everybody else. That's walking the path to excellence. And it just showed me that Nikolai didn't have to tell me anything. He didn't have to say to me, Jack, you're being undisciplined. He didn't have to say a word to me. Just through his actions, he showed me what was possible for a man. And he showed me what personal excellence is and giving a fuck about yourself is and being the best person you can be is. And that really inspired me to not go out. Nikolai went for his run. I was like, okay, let's fucking go home. I'm not fucking going out. And that stuck with me. And that's something I really want to go for in 2024, because he's shown me what's possible, certainly in a fitness realm, fitness aspect. Next thing, my routine is absolutely essential. It's going to be one of the key pillars for me in 2024. And the reason why, early mornings, because I don't particularly like them, but I do feel good for them. I'm not one of those that wakes up in the morning and I'm not a morning person. I just take some getting into it. And nobody fucking tells me when to wake up. Nobody tells me when to do anything. So I realize I need to enforce that discipline myself, because it's going to help me grow. And there'll be others in here that are the same. I know guys in here that are millionaires. And you don't have to wake up. But I think you should wake up early. And I think you should commit to a time for you to show to yourself, to become proud of yourself, even though no one tells you to do it. And that's up to you if you do that. But personally, that's what I'm going to do. The next thing is daily cardio. The reason why is because I've noticed I don't wake up in a good mood very often. I don't think anybody does. And I think the reason why is because I've heard people talk about this, and I agree with it. You don't have enough oxygen in your brain. You've been asleep. It's impossible to wake up laughing and totally joyous in the morning. So the first thing you need to do before you think about the day, you know, when you go to sleep and in your head, you're like, fuck yeah, I'm going to do all of this tomorrow and it's going to be the best day ever. And you set out your list, you wake up in the morning and you just think, fuck this. This is stupid as fuck. Your whole mindset's changed. It's like somebody else has woken up that next morning. I personally get this all the time, where I've gone to bed, this motivated motherfucker that's going to conquer the world, and I wake up in the morning and I've got zero motivation. The thing that I found helps me through this and instantly changes my state is just fucking running until I'm really sweating and breathing hard. And then afterwards, I'm like, oh, I'm back. I feel fine. So what am I going to do? Do that every fucking morning, so that I'm never looking at conquering a day not in the right mindset, so I can come into the day in the right frame of mind to help other people, to help myself, to do the work that I need to do to solve problems. Next thing, daily self-development book. This could be anything. Doesn't have to be your classic self-help books. This could be books on finance that you're reading. This could be niche books on certain interests of yours. It's just non-fiction reading. Me and Bill say fiction reading for the evenings to sort of wind down and fall asleep. Non-fiction, I think, is so important because books contain the knowledge and lifetime learnings of multiple people that you can just absorb for $10 and become a wiser person. So there's no reason why this shouldn't be done every day. Continue learning every day, I think, it's incredibly important, something that I'm going to be doing. And then you just hit your fucking daily non-negotiables. You put them out on a list the day before, and no matter what happens, they get done every day. That's as simple as the routine's going to be. You can make this routine your own, but I just highly recommend you set a wake-up time and stick to it. You get your 8 hours sleep, and you cardio every morning, so you're looking at the day positively. I'm then going to do ice bath and sauna, because that boosts me to that next level. But for everybody that maybe doesn't have access to that, the cardio in the morning is fucking important. I don't care if you lift or don't lift, or if you don't think cardio is good, just get that fucking running to change your mindset, conquer days in a fucking good state of mind. My content. So 2024 is all about the online space. 2023 was all about the online space. All you have to do is document everything that you do. Your journey will inspire others, it will impact lives, and inevitably increase your business. Imagine if you just did nothing wrong. I'm imagining this for myself. Imagine if I just didn't put a foot out of line for the whole of 2024. If I just turn up every day on YouTube, every day on Instagram, giving a positive message, hitting every single workout, never slip up, never go out, never do my bad habits, never have negative self-talk. And those things, they'll be there as vices. But if I don't ever fall into those vices, if I feel the want to quit and I put the stuff through and I power through anyway, that's going to just the impact of that on other people is unbelievable. When someone sees you turn up like that, it makes them think about how anything is possible. They can't believe it, that you can turn up like that every single day for a whole year. That's what I want to do. That's who I want to be. The guy that turns up every single day, no matter what, and I can look back on a year and think, fuck, I actually used this year the best I could. I actually did everything I could every single day for a whole year. And I want to see what that brings me in my life. And I want to see who that inspires. And I think that's a great fucking thing to go for in 2024. No need to take rests. We're young guys. We can do far more than we ever thought we were capable of. We just have to take ourselves to that next level. We just have to push ourselves that bit further. So, your options. After today's call, you can make the choice today, the same that as I have, Bill has, to demand the best from yourself, to drop all excuses and dominate under any circumstance throughout the entirety of 2024. Taking it a month at a time, of course. I don't want you to think about the whole year. But I want you to dominate. Start dominating now. Make the choice, dominate from today all the way into 2024 and start taking life seriously and become the best version of you could possibly be. For those around you, for yourself, for everyone in your life. Or you're more than welcome to do this as well. Choose comfort and never become what you could have been, the best version that you could have been. Thank you very much for listening, chaps. We'll go to a Q&A now. Fire them in the chat and I'll go through them. If you've got any questions about anything, fire them in and I'll give some help.